The Syrian opposition is accusing President Bashar al-Assad's forces of killing nearly 1,200 people in the chemical weapon attacks. Syrian opposition activists have posted videos online purporting to show a number of dead people the opposition claims have been killed by poisonous gases overnight. The location of the alleged attack is where heavy fighting has been taking place between rebel forces and the Syrian military. The Syrian government is denying the allegation, calling the reports a dirty media war. The new reports of chemical weapons use comes as inspectors from the United Nations tour other sites in Syria where chemical weapons have reportedly been used. Syrian Information Minister Omran al-Zoubi says the allegation made by the rebels is fabricated to coincide with the UN inspection mission.
The military operation that is taking place on the ground is a successful one, and our forces are making progress on all sides facing the armed groups. What has forced them to fabricate this was their knowing that it is the first day of the mission, and this fabrication was prepared in advance.
The alleged incident has prompted an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council in New York. UN spokesman Eduardo De Boe says UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is shocked by the reports.
The Secretary General reiterates that any use of chemical weapons by any side under any circumstances would violate international law. And the President of the Security Council has invited Council members to informal consultations with the whole at 3 p.m. this afternoon in connection with the Middle East, Syria.
The U.S., U.K. and France are calling for an immediate investigation by U.N. inspectors already on the ground, while Russia is urging an objective inquiry, saying it could be a provocation of the rebels to discredit Assad. The United States and European Union have been expressing concerns about what might happen to the chemical weapons stockpiles in Syria if the government of Bashar al-Assad does fall. Washington has also warned the Syrian forces' usage of chemical weapons will be a red line. The Syrian government and the rebels have been accusing one another of being behind a number of chemical weapons attacks. Alongside with the rebel allegations, the Syrian government is accusing Turkey of supplying sarin gas to rebel forces in their battle for a town in northern Syria. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.